Sirai News, I'm Ding Lilu. Central Party authorities here in China are vowing to harshly crack down on terrorist attacks and maintain lasting stability in Xinjiang. The pledge comes after a meeting presided by Xi Jinping. A statement issued after the meeting stresses that the stability of Xinjiang is strategically vital to the whole country's reform and development, as well as its national security. The central leadership also pledged efforts to improve the livelihood for locals in Xinjiang, saying increasing the employment rate should be at the top of the agenda. The latest meeting follows the launch of a year-long national campaign against terrorism. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has met with visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Seoul. Park says South Korea is devoted to deepening cooperation among the nations, hoping to enhance high-level exchanges with China. She says South Korea appreciates China's constructive role in resolving the nuclear issue on the Korean Peninsula, adding that the country hopes to develop ties with North Korea. For his part, Wang Yi says China insists on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and is willing to work with South Korea to promote an early resumption of six-party talks. He also suggests linking China's initiatives regarding the Silk Road Economic Belt with South Korea's initiatives to jointly explore new places for cooperation in Asia. Ukraine's president-elect has vowed not to negotiate with armed oppositions in the country's eastern region. The call comes after polls confirmed that candy tycoon Petro Poroshenko had enough votes to prevent a runoff election. Poroshenko and Russian leaders have expressed willingness to talk to each other about the crisis in Ukraine. The inauguration of the new Ukrainian president is expected in mid-June. At the same time, Kiev launched airstrikes against targets in the eastern capital of Donetsk. Ukraine has tentatively agreed to pay the gas debt it owes Russia in bid to resolve the gas supply dispute between the two countries. Ukraine agreed to pay $2 billion to the Russians by Thursday for the gas delivered since July last year. Another $500 million is to be paid by June the 7th. Palestinian President Mohammed Abbas's Fatah Party and the Hamas movement have agreed on Rami Hamdallah as the prime minister of the transitional government. This comes after an agreement reached last month between Fatah and Hamas to form the unity government and prepare for holding the general election. The two sides have also agreed to talk on the final formation of the unity government soon. Earlier, a senior Fatah official has revealed that the new government is expected to swear in within a week. Libya's new Prime Minister Ahmed Maitik and his cabinet have been sworn in amid objections over the election process. Maitik is now waiting for acting Prime Minister Abdullah Thigni to hand over power. Maitik won a confidence vote in parliament after gaining 83 of the total 93 votes. But some politicians immediately challenged him, calling the vote meaningless as only 93 of the 200 lawmakers attended it. The Libyan parliament has been stuck in a deadlock between secular groups and Islamists since the 2011 popular protests that toppled the country's former leader Muammar Gaddafi. Italy's former environment minister is accused of embezzlement. 67-year-old Corrado Clini has been put under house arrest. News reports quoting unnamed sources saying Clini misappropriated 3.4 million euros in public money earmarked for a water treatment facility in Iraq. This is the latest scandal among many in the world of Italian politics. Many cases in recent weeks involve former ministers and officials linked to next year's World Exhibition in Milan. The State Council has issued a new white paper on human rights here in China. The paper suggests that Chinese government has effectively safeguarded citizens' right to life and health, personal liberty, personal dignity, and other rights of the individual. It also suggests, on top of the improvements made in the social security system, a lot of achievements have been made toward protecting people's individual freedoms. The report also notes China is still a large developing country and acknowledges more needs to be done to establish higher standards for the protection of human rights. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Ding Lilu in Beijing.